Hello, this is Mr. O'Sullivan, and I am here with some very special fifth grade students from Tanti, and they're going to talk about technology. And we're going to start right here. Sir, you can introduce yourself if you'd like, or you can just tell me what you want to talk about.
My name is Sebastian Bravo, and I want to talk about Monument. The reason I'm talking about Monument is because it's a very good game, and because like it has something to do with puzzles, and it's very hard to like finish the game, but like I already finished the game, but I'm in the bonus level right now. I'm there.
Excellent. And what makes it so much fun?
Because when you press somewhere, the character goes somewhere wherever you're pressing, but if you're pressing like somewhere where she can't go, she stops. So you can know that you can't go there, so you know that.
So how do you fix it?
By learning how to do it, or how to at least finish the puzzle.
Very good. Well, thank you for telling me about Monument app. Thank you so much. Hello, and next we have?
Francisca Lopez.
Francisca, what do you want to talk about?
Talk about graph.
Okay, so this is the I think it's called Graphic, right? Graphic app. And it used to be called iDraw back in the day. Mm-hmm. And it's on an iPad. And why do you like this app?
Because if you want to be an artist, you can use this app and it can make you draw anything you want to draw.
Very good. And are you an artist? Do you like to draw?
I like to draw, but sometimes I don't want to waste a lot of papers, and I try to download the app.
Excellent. So you like to use technology to draw as well?
Yeah.
Which do you like using better?
Technology.
Why?
Because if you don't have any papers, or if you waste a lot of papers, you can always download an app, and you can always draw, because there's a lot of different apps.
For drawing? Sweet. Well, thank you so much for telling me about Graphic app. Thank you. Next, we have... Hello. What would you girls like to talk about? Looks like you have the same app.
Hi, my name is Erlen.
My name is Julissa.
And we're going to talk about Monument.
Monument is a game that has puzzles in. And some can be easy and some can be hard.
And sometimes you have to like move the tablet, like the screen, so you could like see the other side, so you could see how it works in the Monument. But sometimes it has to be tricky because you have like things you can't see with your eyes, but then sometimes there's easy ones that you could see.
Very good. And is there anything else you want to tell me about Monument app?
This little princess that you have to like move her, tap her, so you could
present.
Yeah. So you could press the buttons and stuff, so you could press the buttons and everything.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for telling me about Monument app. Very good. And next we have hello.
My name is Emily Zaragoza.
And my name is Alexander Salas Soto.
And what do you want to talk about?
We want to talk about the game Focus. It's where you have to like make this red cube go into like the red like hole, and it's really challenging. And I like it because it makes me like wanna like
play more and more. So we could like practically learn how to pass levels.
Yeah.
And why is it so much fun?
Because, well, it concentrates us on, like, we're trying to make...
It concentrates us on trying to get it to the hole. And it's hard because it looks... Because,
There's too many
steps loops, to do. Loops, and it's challenging to do when you're, like, doing it. Because it's not easy to do at the first try. You have to do, like a bunch of times until you get it.
And is that a good thing?
Yeah, specifically it is, because like it helps us like learn more like over Hocus. Like it's a good game to play.
And what kinds of things do you think you're learning from this game that are might be useful in your real life? Is there anything that you're learning from this game that might help you in your real life? What do you think? Any skills you're learning or different ways of doing things? Or
like, it can help us, like, focus our minds on, like, any other thing that we can do besides games. Like, on doing math or reading or just concentrating when you're mad.
You think this game helps you to concentrate?
Yes. Yeah, and calm down.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for telling me about, what was the name of that app?
Hocus.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And we have time for a few more kids. If anyone wants to be part of the podcast and tell me about any cool apps you like to use. Do we have any? We have a couple of boys over here. I'm on the move visiting a couple of boys. Sir, you look like you're playing with a really fun app. What are you playing with?
I'm playing GarageBand.
And what do you think of GarageBand?
I think it's cool. You can make music. And it's really kind of fun because
it looks really fun.
And
how did you learn how to use it?
Because I learned how to use it because it has these notes that you could do tap on it.
Mm-hmm. And have you made any music on it?
No, I'm trying to make music, but I keep messing up. At least, like, I keep trying to make it.
Well, that's the most important thing if you're looking to learn how to use a new app. You know, just keep playing with it, keep trying it, and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Well, good luck with that app. Let me scoot over here. Sir, you look like you're playing with a fun app.
My name is George Camona, and I play IONS 2. I like to play IONS 2 because whenever you touch the screen, it makes some cool animations. Because I like it when you touch it. It feels like you're there's a bunch of ants, and when you touch it, you can do as much fingers as you put in the screen, so it could cause more and more sparks on the screen.
Well, that looks amazing, because every time you touch the iPad, green sparks come flying out of your fingers.
Yeah, because whenever I feel like bored, I just go to my iPad and just play IONS 2, but I have IONS 1 too. And I like both of the IONS games, and I use them for when I'm bored.
And why do you like using them when you're bored?
Because since when I don't have any apps that aren't fun and nobody old, I just like make an idea, play IONS 2 for like an hour, and see if I can create any new animations for like any type of video I upload on YouTube. Because I have YouTube gaming, and I upload videos so people can like my animations in the game.
So do you make animations in IONS and put them on YouTube?
Sometimes, because since when I upload, I don't upload that much, but when I upload, I feel like putting IONS too, so that any people that hate the game I play, they just say play a different game, so I decided to play IONS too. When we start saying to play different games.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for telling me about IONS 2.
You're welcome.
Thank you, fifth grade, for sharing your ideas about technology. We have one more. Do we have one more? Come on over. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about coding.
Coding. Tell me about coding. You have less than 1 minute. You've got about 45 seconds.
Alright. What I like about coding is that it's fun when you do the Angry Bird, because I like when you have to put the blocks and move it to the right, to the left, or down or up. And also, when each level that you pass, you get new characters and in different blocks.
Excellent. And is coding easy or hard? Or what?
It's easy, but then when you try more, it gets harder.
Do you like that?
Yes.
Why?
Because I like that because it's just fun.
It's just fun? Thank you so much. Thank you, fifth grade, for telling me your ideas about technology.